Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. It's Wednesday and we are back in your feed. I'm Carlene. This is Jill. And we're Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hey, friends. And officially Happy New Year.
I don't know about where you might be listening from, but my kids were all home last week. So this is the first kind of back to work. Like, I'm wearing a button down shirt today. Like, I'm official. I'm not sort of half checked out. I'm back.
Okay. I love to see it. And by the way, every Wednesday, you can count on us to be here talking about everything from hashtag damn good products. We also interview the movers and the shakers in the beauty industry, the top pros. I learned so much from Andrew Fitzsimons last week. And we talked to epic founders. I mean, like Tracee Ellis Ross was just on our show. But, you know, I think when we were looking ahead to 2023, what we find juicy and what we find exciting is forecasting a little bit and really thinking about what we're personally excited about, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we do have our ears to the ground when it comes to, you know, what might be launching, what's coming ahead. And there is a lot. So buckle up. And I think it's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah. So today we're going to be dropping some major hair news from one of the biggest innovators in the biz. We're going to be dissecting some of those predictions from various trend reporting sources and what we really make of all of that. We're also going to be talking about some of these new innovations across skin, hair, makeup, fragrance, even nails that we think are going to be huge in 2023 and what we maybe already have our hands on or we've gotten a sneak peek. So we're going to get into it straight away. We're not going to keep you waiting any longer. Carlene, I know you have something exciting to kick things off with. So let's hear it.
So Google came out with their top trending searches report just before the holidays. And, you know, this was a list of like all of the makeup trends that were trending. By the way, they were all what was happening over on TikTok, you know, crying girl makeup, whatever. And what this is based on is searches that had a high spike in traffic over a sustained period in 2022 as compared to 2021. So what stood out to me, Jill, and what I think our listeners, you know, what might be on their minds as well, were the skincare questions. So I'm going to let you know what some of them were. What skincare products should not be refrigerated? Okay. Interesting. So apparently a lot of people are using skincare fridges. Didn't know that was still kind of trending.
Based on my Facebook marketplace, like, because everybody knows who's been listening for a bit, I've just moved and I live my life in the evenings on Facebook marketplace because I feel like I'm selling all this stuff I don't have room for anymore. And there are a million skincare fridges people are unloading on there. And you know that I accidentally clicked on one of those and all it does now is serve me skincare fridges. I'm like, I don't need one. I'm trying to get rid of stuff. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so okay. That makes sense.
Well, apparently some people still want to know. Now, what's really buzzing in terms of an ingredient is niacinamide still. People don't mm-hmm. understand it. They're asking mm-hmm. how to add niacinamide to my skincare routine. What is niacinamide in skincare? Mm-hmm. And what is niacinamide good for? So we've talked about this before. I was like, should we just do a whole episode on niacinamide? You know, mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And I really am asking you guys as the listeners, is that like too dry or how do you want us to help us help you? They also want to know what is BHA and what does retinol do for your skin? So maybe, mm-hmm. you know, maybe another skincare ingredient episode. If you guys want us to cover that, if you have like a derm in mind or an expert as well, you know, we're happy to come up with one, but let us know. And then people also want to know how long does skincare last? So that mm-hmm. one I can answer off the top of my head because most jars have a little tiny picture of a little jar on it. And there's a number. Mm-hmm. Usually it'll say like 12, 24 or 36. So if you mm-hmm. look for that, that's actually telling you how long that product lasts. And lastly, Jill, what stood out to me is what is slugging? People still wanted to know in 2022. And I thought that was interesting. And I don't think we've covered this yet in the podcast. Didn't you say that there was a brand coming out with a whole slugging concept? Did that come out yet? What was that?
Yeah, it's coming out. It's from Julie Schott, who is the founder of Starface. And they have a new brand. The brand is called FutureWise. And it debuted with three products, a slug boost, a slug cream, and a slug balm. Which is quite a departure from what Starface offers. Like, obviously, the predominant thing that Starface offers. They have the stickers. They also have some products, like they have a face wash and things like that. And of course, Julie, she's kind of crushing it. She also has that body care brand called Plus, which I've talked mm-hmm. about before. It's the biodegradable sachets that you can travel with and everything just disappears in the shower after you use it.
Yeah.
And she also has that brand she came out with called Julie, which is an emergency contraceptive.
I know. It's crazy. She's got so much on the go. She's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So FutureWise.
There you go. Julie Schott trending for 2023. There's our first prediction.
Yeah. And FutureWise is basically a petrolatum-free alternative to slugging. So if that's something that you're interested in. Yeah, interesting. That's the point of differentiation.
So cool. Now, Jill, I know that there was a Pinterest Predict session that happened mm-hmm. before the holidays. I wasn't able to make it. You were on the line. Mm-hmm. Any big takeaways that people need to know about what's supposed to be trending this year or from any other TikTok, Instagram, whatever?
Well, I think the whole notion, I mean, here I go on my philosophical take, but I think the vibe that I'm getting for 2023 is trends for trend's sake are just kind of dead. Like mm-hmm. I'm listening right now to this very interesting podcast called Articles of Interest, and it's actually a fashion beauty podcast. I recommend it to everybody. It's produced by Invisibilia, I do believe, in Radiotopia. So that's kind of like an NPR-esque like public radio thing. And it's like a concept album, this series, I would say, about trends and where trends come from. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. And essentially what the host discovers and talks about in the very first episode is like all the trend big companies in the world, they all consult with basically this same place called WGSN, which is like this trend forecasting mm-hmm. agency. And so then it becomes this whole thing about a self-fulfilling prophecy. Is it like all these trends happen because they're all consulting with this one agency about what's going to happen in 2028. And it just really makes you really think very critically about all trends.
Right.
And so with that in mind, and after having listened to that, I was like, oh, for sure. Like Pinterest looked at that. And then even in the Instagram report, it actually says on the first page that they consulted with WGSN.
Yeah.
So the overall thing that I took away from both Pinterest Predicts, the Instagram 2023 prediction report, a lot of it was about Gen Z values and thrifting being really big in fashion mm-hmm. and also sustainability being very, very important when it comes to beauty and fashion choices. And they are all predicting that raves are coming back. You'll be happy to hear that.
I was invited to a rave over the holidays. Sadly, I did not go because I was ill. But yes, my friends are raving again. It is true. 5 a.m. they're coming home.
That's incredible. And yeah, they it basically said it's like people are just craving connection, community, everything. And especially like Gen Z, they haven't really gone through their rave era yet. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely something that is trending. And then specifically when it comes to Pinterest, they're predicting micro everything. So micro bangs, like micro makeovers, they're calling it. So micro bangs, like little, if you're like, have like a perfect little face, like Lily Collins or like Zoe Kravitz, like these are the people's faces they're showing, you know, it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't even. And they're also talking about micro manis. So Bettina Goldstein is a manicurist I follow on Instagram and I love her work. And she's been doing this for a long time. She works with Chanel a lot. And it's like the finest little gold tip detail, like micro everything.
Yeah.
And they're also predicting something that piqued my interest, which is called Gemini hair, given that I'm a Gemini. And that's basically, they're predicting a lot of people will be dyeing their hair two colors that are almost like sometimes complementary, a lot of times not. And it's like the new mermaid idea. Like some of the pictures were like one half of the head is dyed blue and the other is pink, like My Little Pony kind of thing.
Oh, okay. My little
So
pony.
Wear that to your rave and your micro bangs kind of thing. So anyways, those were some of like the ties that binded, I would say, between Pinterest and Instagram. TikTok, the person that I would shout out right now that I just think is hilarious on TikTok and he just started doing more beauty stuff is Cyrus. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. It's Vicey, I believe. It's V-E-Y-S-S-I. And so he'll start his TikTok videos and going, the easiest lip liner hack ever. And he's like, so what you do is delete his number. So it's like he's putting all of these like dating tips, but he hooks you that he's going to do like an eyebrow tutorial. So it's like, so what you do is you line up the eyebrow pencil and then you block him. Like it's hilarious. And he's turned this into a whole series and it's made him completely go viral and pop off and everybody's stitching with him. And I find it absolutely hilarious. And then just in terms of keeping up with fashion news and stuff, I think our friend Moshe, who goes by the handle News Fash, she's gotten such a huge following on TikTok. And I think it's amazing what she's done. She is like recapping all of the runway shows and hot fashion news. And it's not easy to do. And so I'm really impressed with the level of detail she puts into her videos. And I mean, I learned stuff from her. Like, I don't know how to pronounce half of these brands.
Yeah. I mean, she's I used to work with Moshe back, you know, when I worked at a fashion magazine, and she is incredible. You know, her mom's a fashion designer and Moshe has her own fashion line, Thermacota. But I just love what she's doing because it's exactly, I remember that's exactly the kind of like reporting that she would do back at the magazine. So she's really just taken from her editorial skills and successfully translated it to TikTok, which is awesome. Yeah. Leave Judd, we also used to work with in the magazine days, and she's absolutely crushing it. She's a mom and she does quick little fashion videos on just like getting ready. They're so fast and they're so fun and she always looks so great. So those are a couple to follow. We're going to link to those on our website so you can just like have a little bit of a joyful moment when you're on TikTok.
Yeah. And learn something too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nutrafol is one of our longtime show partners, so I thought it'd be fun this week to get to know them a little bit better by the numbers. So let's start with number one. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Next, we have a whopper number, 30 million. 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. So if you're among them, know that you're not alone and there is a solution you can trust to deliver results. The number five, Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning, which is stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through a whole body health approach. The number 86, in a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. That number kind of blew me away. More than 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. I know so many stylists on our show in the past have recommended Nutrafol. The number three, Nutrafol has three unique formulas to support women through all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. And each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients in consistently effective dosages so you get the most reliable results. Number six, remember that healthier hair growth, it takes time. So you'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And here's the great news. Breaking Beauty listeners, you can try this for yourself with our exclusive promo code. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, get free shipping on every order. So get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code BREAKING. Once again, Nutrafol.com. Use our promo code BREAKING to get $15 off your purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Hey, Breaking Beauty fam. I wanted to pop in and share a new feel-good podcast that I just learned about, and I think you're going to really like it. It's actually called Best Friend Energy, and the hosts are Joanna Teplin and Clea Shearer. You may know them from their amazing Instagram. Their handle is @thehomeedit, and I took tons of inspiration from them while I was getting organized during my last move. In this podcast, they're putting their organizational tips aside to share hilarious stories about only the things best friends can talk about. It's kind of like the group chat come to life, what's driving them nuts, their current obsessions, pop culture, raw real life moments, just tons of fun. And each week they have celebrity guests like Drew Barrymore join them, as well as Jesse Tyler Ferguson. So start your new year with Joanna and Clea on Best Friend Energy. Listen every Tuesday and Thursday. Just search Best Friend Energy wherever you get your podcast. Now back to our show.
So, you know, I think we all know that TikTok is just having such an influence on the beauty industry and what's launching. And a prime example of that is a product that's coming out called Herbivore Supernova 5% THD Vitamin C Plus Caffeine Brightening Eye Cream. Wow, that's a mouthful. And this landed in my inbox. And of course, it's a little pot and eye cream, and it's fluorescent yellow. It is so bright. It's just like a joy to look at. And it looks like a jelly, a clear jelly. And This product is really jumping off of their previous eye cream that went completely viral on TikTok. That was the Herbivore Moon Dew Eye Cream. So just like you were talking about with these Pinterest trends, it's all about Gen Z because they're the main consumers and users on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So you could imagine that was this bright purple, beautiful, like unicorn-y looking eye cream. But people were going crazy over this product because of the supposed results. So there was one creator who had posted, and she had really quite deep eye bags under her eyes. Like they were visible, sort of like physical raises in her skin. So her handle is Abby the Badass Mom. And she had posted like how I changed my eye bags or something like that was the name of it. And how I changed my under eye bags. And it was like using this product. Now, whether that was a paid post or something like that, I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is a lot of people jumped on it and started doing before and afters. And one creator who did that is Jamie Makeup, who's been a guest on our show. She's an incredible makeup artist. Mm-hmm. You guys have to go back and listen. And she actually posted that it was legit and there was nothing marked ad or whatever. And I trust her. So I was like, okay, you know what? So that's now a product that I want to go back and try, the Moon Dew Eye Cream. But this new Supernova, it's meant to be a brightening under eye cream to improve the appearance of dark circles. So vitamin C, turmeric, that's obviously what's going to give it that bright yellow color and caffeine. So different set of issues, I guess, depending on what you're going for. The Moon Dew was actually supposed to be for lines, but I think a lot of people, we're going to see a lot of buzz around the Supernova eye cream. And then there is a celebrity line that dropped late in the year, and I don't have my hands on it yet, but I'm excited to try as the Serena Williams. She launched Will Perform in December. And that's not so much for face, but it's topicals designed to help in athletic recovery. So I'm kind of curious, you know, I know that Serena Williams had a huge year in 2022. I just know she's like a massive perfectionist and, it, you know, she just brings that to everything she does. So I'm really curious if these really work. And I think for myself, I'd be excited. Like I do run and I do occasionally get, I'm not an athlete. I'm not going to say that, but yeah, I'll be interested to try it.
Yeah. I have a prediction. She'll be back in playing tennis soon enough.
Potentially.
I really
yeah.
do. I just don't think she's going to go. She's recently hinted at that. So she's yeah. got a Tom Brady moment up her sleeve, I think.
What about you? Is there any skincare you're dying to try, Jill?
Well, I do think that we've been lacking a little bit of innovation and excitement in skincare the last little while. There's a lot of brands. There's a lot of launches. But what's really like sticking out to me is like some new ideas, and they come from where else but Korea. Mm-hmm. And so in Korea, a lot of brands are coming out with outdoor activity face patches that are meant to be worn in. They're like, you put them on your face, you wear them, and they're like contoured to your face. Like you can wear them on your cheeks, like underneath your eye. Like, but basically the gist is they are adding extra sun protection when you're outside, and they're like a physical block on your face from getting too much sun. They don't have UV protection in them necessarily, but mm-hmm. some of them do come with like a little sachet of SPF, and then you put these on top as well. So you're getting quite literally a physical block on your face and your SPF underneath. But why they're so popular now is because of the explosion of the popularity of golf in South Korea. So they're meant to be used for people who are highly active outdoors and want like extra protection.
Right.
Because if you play a round of golf outside, you're like outside for like 4 hours in the top heat of the day. It makes all kinds of sense.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind to me is getting tan lines. You know what I mean? Or like
yeah.
the Gwyneth Paltrow, like I only put sunscreen on certain areas. Like that's right. what it reminds me is like when some people wear sunglasses and they get the ring around the eyes and the rest of their face is red. That's what comes to mind
yeah,
for me.
The difference is here, though, is like this is like an added layer of sun yeah. protection. So
right.
make no mistake, nobody's going out without SPF. These are right. just on top of that, where maybe it's on the high points of your cheeks or what have you, where
yeah.
you probably are getting kissed by the sun even more, and no matter how yeah. much SPF you have on.
That's where the dark spots always show up.
Yes, short of wearing a face shield, which you cannot really do if you're golfing. This is sort of a creative solution they've come up with. So there's several brands. I don't really see it readily available in North America yet, but it's something that I've like definitely taken notice of. Mm. And it feels like sort of like the next iteration of a sun protection, that a wearable sun protection, basically.
Absolutely. Okay. I love that. I love that prediction. Anything else?
One innovation I think that's really cool that's coming for next year. And you know what? You guys should all sign up for it. It's From the Ordinary. And I don't know if you heard about this, Carlene.
I did. But I saw that in my inbox. What is this all about?
Okay. So basically what they're doing is they're creating, by the way, if anybody's curious, they're actually discontinuing The Ordinary's concealers and foundations, which I was never a huge fan of anyways. But if you were, go and get them. This is your PSA.
Oh,
but okay. They're creating something they're calling the O-Lab, which mm-hmm. is a celebration, they say, of The Ordinary's in-house product incubator. And okay. they're connecting with the passionate community that has basically made their brand, which, hello, yes. So in the first half of 2023, they're dropping 6 new products, each with their own okay. unique launch date. And for mm-hmm. each of these drops, they're introducing something called the O-Lab mailing list, and anyone mm-hmm. can join. And okay. you get first access to the O-Lab drops, product drops, and the mailing list members, they'll be able to learn about and purchase the new products before anyone else.
Okay, so there's like an exclusivity, yeah.
You get emailed a private shopping link ahead of the formal launch date, and these mm-hmm. drops are only while supplies last. So their first product that I saw on Instagram a little while ago, I just called it in. It's actually their second cleanser ever. It's the Ordinary Glucoside Foaming yeah. Cleanser. And mm-hmm. that one's actually available right now for people who are on this O-Lab mailing list.
Okay.
And for everyone else, it's not coming out till March 9th, 2023 at Ulta Beauty.
Fascinating.
So yeah. I just think it's really cool. This is something I think you would see, maybe I would have predicted from a luxury brand, but to mm-hmm. see it from The Ordinary, I think is extra fun and extra special. And you know that they're just so transparent around ingredients and pricing and stuff. So I think it's a very cool concept and they're continuing to sort of be leaders in that space.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, this membership concept. You know, we saw that with Beauty Pie where you get that exclusive pricing if you're part of this membership. So I think it's interesting that, you know, instead of that, you get the jump. And of course, with The Ordinary, there was a time when it was so buzzy and it was like everybody was so interested in that next launch. But I think we have to be honest, they are just not as hot as they once were. So it'll be interesting to see. I think this is a bit of an experiment. Obviously, they're trying to bring some cachet, try to bring some of that buzz back. It'll be interesting to see if it works. I'm actually interested to know from you guys, listeners, is this exciting to you? Let us know. Drop into our DMs or, you know, leave us a comment on this episode. We always post on Instagram. Breaking Beauty is supported by Starface. So we've been talking about 2023 predictions today, and I want to let you in on a product that's definitely going to be on our top shelf at my house this year. It's these cute star-shaped pimple patches from Starface that I gave to my daughter for Christmas, and she's seriously obsessed with them now. She's already asked me for more. And honestly, as her mom, I'm such a big fan of these because they're a feel-good way to deal with acne. She totally gets the T-zone whiteheads that I used to get when I was her age. But in 2023, she gets to have a cool star on her face. It's very Euphoria vibes. It's such a cute way to deal with a breakout. And I also love that it keeps her from picking her skin. So important to help prevent long-term scarring. Starface is 100% hydrocolloid, an ingredient that helps absorb fluid and reduce redness while shrinking your spot. Plus, they come inside this little yellow compact that holds all of your stars and has a mirror, so it's great for traveling or even just keeping in a backpack in case a pimple pops up in the middle of math class. And you can really have fun with your look too. Starface has a full range of Hydro Star pimple patches for whatever mood you're in. There's the original yellow, a colorful multi-pack, a solid black. That's what my daughter tried and loved. And HydroStar plus salicylic acid. That's a blue star that's actually been awarded best pimple patch by Cosmopolitan, Glamour, Bustle, and Women's Health. Grab a pack of HydroStars the next time you're shopping at Target, Walmart, CVS, or Amazon, and you'll honestly become as obsessed as we are. You can also discover the entire collection directly from Starface at starface.world. That's StarFace.world. And if you're not sure where to start, save 10% when you shop the BFF bundle, a pack of classic and salicylic acid stars designed to love your pimples all the way through the healing process. Discount applies automatically at StarFace.world. Shall we get into hair, Jill? What's going to pop off and what we're excited about in hair in 2023?
Well, I'm excited to say that the haircut that I've been getting for the last 20 years is coming back again.
What's that?
It's just renamed. I mean, I just get long layers cut into my hair. It's really the only haircut that works for me. I can't do bangs. My hair is too thick. It's too heavy. And the layers is literally the only way that I can like get through my day because if I don't have it in a ponytail, I get a headache. You know what I mean? It's just like thinning it out. It's called the air cut. So this is something that a lot of people are going in and asking for. Any guesses on what it looks like or who the inspiration might be? It's not me.
Is it Matilda Jerf?
Exactly.
Ah, got it. The long. Yeah. Well, because she does have that kind of like we've talked about this, that Farrah Fawcett kind of texture.
Yeah.
Where it's like very soft and fluffy. It's the fluffy hair. And that's probably where it gets that airy, that air word to it.
Yeah. And like a purveyor of this cut forever, like I'd say the king of it is Harry Josh. And he's been doing a lot more press around this trend because he cut Giselle's hair for years, right?
Yes.
And still probably does. And she has, I would say before Matilda Jerf, it's like, you know, Giselle walks so Matilda Jerf could run in terms of just like bringing that hair to haircut picture to your stylist.
Yeah.
He just basically said he told Birdie that when you go in to ask for this cut, you ask for a lot of layers, including face framing layers and a wispy fringe. And make sure to specify the overall length you want for your bangs. So a lot of girls that I saw doing this on TikTok, it almost looked like when they go to style their bangs, they're using the air wrap, but not the curling barrel. They're using the blow dry bristle brush part to really just like bring tons of volume to their face framing layers, which frankly, they're like a little bit flipped out. And that was just a little bit tacky for a time, I think. But people are doing all of that, really accentuating the layers.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I think we already know that Matilda Jerf is going to have a big year. I mean, if you guys haven't listened to that episode, it was one of my favorites of 2022. And she dropped a little nugget in that episode that, you know, it sounds like she's going to be launching hair care. I kind of wondered after that conversation if it was going to be with Way, just because she wouldn't recommend any other brands or products except for Way. So I was like, interesting. Is she going to do her own hair care line under? Yeah, but they don't have hair care products as far as I know yet. But I was like, or is she doing her own thing under Jerf Avenue, or is this a collab with Way? I was curious. What do you think, Jill?
Oh, it's going to be her own. There's no way. The way she's already got the runway is there, and she's Jerf Avenue is only 3 years old, and they're just so massively successful. And she got into that not being a fashion designer, you know, and she's done incredibly well. I don't know why you would. What I would do is, if I were her, is create a Jerf Avenue Hair, Jerf Avenue Beauty, and then like in 5 years you sell it for like a bajillion dollars.
Absolutely. Now, we've also heard murmurings that there will be something new coming out from Dyson in the beauty space in 2023. We haven't been told anything else about what it is, but we have been told that. So I think just knowing how much everything to do with Dyson explodes on the internet, I think whatever it is, it's going to be big. But I just wanted to circle back for a second about Harry Josh, because he actually just low-key dropped a really cool hair tool that feels really futuristic and new going into 2023. And basically, it's, I don't know if you remember, Jill, because you're from my era. Do you remember like cordless curling irons? Well, what it makes me think of, or what his new product makes me think of, is like back in the day when you'd stick a canister in it. And I don't even know. Remember, it was like an aerosol butane.
It's butane.
Yeah. And you'd stick that in it. And it was like, it felt a little bit dangerous. You're like, I might blow up, but it's worth it. It's so good to like travel with. And I don't have to deal with this cord. So basically what he's done is he's reinvented that whole notion. And he has now curling irons and straightening irons that are cordless. But it basically has this like reservoir that it sits in, where you put the hot tool in it and it recharge. It's like a recharger for your phone.
It says the world's first removable battery powered styling tools.
Yes, exactly. So it's like a battery and you stick your styling tool in it, kind of like a toothbrush holder, actually.
Yes.
And you put it in there and it recharges, and so it never loses the charge. I guess you can plug in the base. And I'm not sure how long, you know, the charge is good for, but it's like every time you put it in, it recharges. So I keep using these metaphors. It's like a toothbrush, like a rechargeable toothbrush, I guess. We now have that in the world for a curling iron and a straightening iron. So smart. I've interviewed Harry Josh in the past and he's so lovely. And I love that he came out with this new innovation. I think this is going to be big in 2023.
Yeah. And it's still to this day, if you see professional stylists and they have their kit open at the Oscars or red carpet, they always have his hair dryer to this day.
Oh, definitely.
And I am curious about this. We'll have to call this in to properly give it a go. I'm curious about the weight of it, frankly, because the Dyson Corral straightener, which I own and I use a lot, it has a lithium battery in there, but it's not removable. You use an electric thing to charge it. And I love that because you can take it to Europe, you can take it and not worry about blowing out, you know, ruining your hair tool essentially because you don't have the right voltage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that it's making me wonder if Dyson's coming out with a new innovation, what it is. And now I'm kind of wondering if it is along these lines and maybe he beat them to the punch, or whether it'll be something completely different in the beauty space, like, you know, makeup mirrors or, you know, something for makeup. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just wondering, how new is it, whatever this thing is?
Yeah. I mean, I think they've shown us that no one can ever guess really what they're up to, because the way that they think about design and what, like, how much they nerd out on everything they do, time will tell.
Yeah. Now, in terms of hair care products, I finally got my hands on the Epresse. If I'm saying that right. Epresse. I'm not sure. I'm holding it here for you, Jill. Yeah. So it's E-P-R-E-S. It's another, yet another one of these bond repair treatments by one of the original founders and scientists behind Olaplex. And I said I have it in my hands, and I do, but I haven't tried it yet. I do think this is going to be big news in 2023. Everybody will be asking, is this the next Olaplex? Is this the next K18? I'm going to try it and report back. But aside from that, I do want to give everybody a heads up on a new hair care brand that I've heard will be rolling out in North America in the year ahead, but no idea when. So maybe later in the year. It's called Dizziac, and it's out of the UK. And it was actually reported back in September that Dua Lipa invested in this brand. So that's what had me start to look into it. Dizziac, it's really cool packaging. It's like white with like really big black graphic letters that kind of look like an electric lightning bolt or something, like really fun. It's a few years old. It launched back in 2018 by a woman named Loretta DeFeo. And she's a Londoner. She describes herself with massive hair and a deep-rooted understanding, which is kind of fun. She, her hair is having five different textures in itself. So the line is all about addressing multi-textured concerns. But what I noticed just from going to the website that I was like, okay, I really do want to try this, is there's a big quote that says, you'll struggle to find a beauty editor or hair expert that isn't widely in love with Dizziac's deeply hydrating formulas. And the list of awards that they've won since 2018 is astonishing. Like, it is really, it's really, really long. And I was looking at some of their reviews, and it's like, people are loving this shit. There's photos of the deep conditioner cut in half because people are trying to get at what's left in the bottom. It's like, so I don't know. I'm just like, if Dua Lipa invested in it and it's got all these creative, you know, will it live up to the hype? I'm not sure, but I think that could be exciting.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if you like it or your, if it's like for your hair type, but certainly sounds exciting. Although I do get a little bit, I'm always just very skeptical, like just because Dua Lipa invested in it, we're supposed to be excited. Do you know what I mean? I'm always like, it's the same thing when people are like, wait list worthy, like the media can kind of like feed its own hype machine sometimes. So I will be curious if you actually like it.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else that is caught your eye for 2023 that you're excited to try, Jill, or you think we're going to be talking about nonstop?
Yeah, I still think that nails are going to be so huge in 2023. And we talked a little bit off the hop about the micro French nail, but I do think there's this other really fun thing happening on TikTok, the hashtag red nails theory. And I think that this is going to like drive a lot of color trends for 2023. So
what does that mean, red nails theory?
About to fill you in. So Girl Boss Town, an incredible creator on TikTok, and basically her niche is assessing celebrity trends, industry trends, social media trends, and she can really like predict what's going to happen. Like she'll say, you know, I think like literally last year before anybody knew anything about the Kardashians, she was like, I think Khloe Kardashian is going to be a mother again via surrogacy. I think Tristan will be the father, but he will not be involved. And then like she reposts that prediction after everything went down on the show. It's like, is she living inside Kris Jenner's brain? I don't know.
Maybe she's psychic.
Yeah, she's incredible. It's like, give this girl a job, give her all the money. Because so brands will pipe in, and she's got them so engaged, brands will pipe in and be like, do us next. Like, what's going to happen for us next year? She's like giving free consulting advice. But anyway, one of her more interesting things on the beauty side, because she doesn't cover a lot of beauty, that she talked about was the red nails theory. And basically what this is she had her nails done kind of like an almond shaped, really bright red. And she was like, every single time that I paint my nails this color or have a manicure in this color, guys comment on it. She's like, it'll be in a FaceTime and you'll just go like this, like hold your hand by your face. And they'll go, I really like your red nails. And then so she put forward this whole theory and she says the reason why is because she's, I guess, millennial Gen Z cusp kind of thing. And she said basically like the reason they're so attracted to it is because we all grew up in the 90s and all of our moms in the 90s had red nails. Or like our grandmas had red nails because it's kind of classic. Because she was confused. She's like, this isn't a cool manicure. It's not the glazed donut. Mm-hmm. It is a very basic kind of manicure, which guys are always attracted to. So now everybody is out here getting their hashtag red nails theory manicure done. And I feel like it's just been hilarious to watch this sort of unfold and women who are out there dating, they're like testing this theory and everybody's like testing the theory, getting my hashtag red nails theory manicure done. And I feel like that means, I think it is going to inspire a lot of like bright reds in that whole, in like manicures in general. I think we're going to maybe move away a little bit from the glazed, neutral, clean girl aesthetic of it all and go something like a little bit of a throwback with these red nails. Which for me, it's always a classic.
That's kind of interesting. It's a bit Freudian, I guess.
Yes.
Kind of a concept that she's throwing out there. But yeah. And also there was like that white dot theory, which was like the makeup with the four white dots that you put in strategically like a diamond. And it's meant to like hypnotize men with your eyes or something. So crazy. It's fun, though. It's fun what's happening on TikTok where it's just like it's become a total playground, you know?
And I think it is fun when she's just like, it was something that was happening for her and she had to like go out of her way to ask people or make a video about it and just throw it out there. And she's like, and people were like, oh my God, yes. Like I've noticed this and he never notices anything because a lot of guys don't like red lipstick, but it's interesting that they're like attracted to this red nail of it all.
Yeah. But, yeah. It just brings back memories of like watching porn. I don't know. Who knows?
But kind of speaking of color, what did you think of Pantone's color of the year for 2023?
Hate it. I don't like it.
You don't like it. So guys,
how would you describe it? What's it called? Something
it's called Viva Magenta.
Okay. Yep.
And it's a really bold
purpley pink, pinky purple.
Well, magenta, but not in like a, I kind of wanted it to be like a Barbie core color because, of course, the Barbie movie is coming out in July 2023. I thought it would be more along those lines. It says that this tone encompasses the qualities of the blues, yet at the same time possessing a violet red undertone. It does have a very blue undertone to it.
I just hate it. Oh, my God. It reminds
why do you hate it?
It reminds me of a bad colored couch. I just feel like it's not of the moment. In my opinion, it's off the mark because I still think when I look at like what's happening, it's still a bit more like neutrals and neons. And this is just like a weird in-between color that I can't see people wearing in clothing. And I just think it goes back to what you were saying about that WGSN or whatever it is, where it's like, it's just completely contrived. Like, let's be honest, it's based on nothing. It's just based on people being like, what haven't we seen before? And that's just opinion. And guess what? I have an opinion too. I don't like it. And I don't think it's of the moment.
It's interesting. I went back and I looked at the WGSN, what they said would be trending for 2022, and they predicted lavender, I believe, was one of the colors. I don't think that was the official Pantone color of the year in 2022, but it's true. It's like Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze. I feel like we saw so many washes of lavender in makeup. And also, like, apparently lavender really works well in the metaverse, which we haven't touched on at all here. But I think that, like, metaverse makeup and all of the explosion of that whole world and environment and the play aspect of all of that is definitely going to, maybe people will be building their, you know, augmented reality life with a lot of this Pantone. Like, who knows?
Absolutely. And if you are interested in this topic, we're going to give you a crystal ball moment right here. Sneak peek, our guest next week is Jo Baker. She's an incredible makeup artist who just launched a line called Bake Up, which is all about makeup in the metaverse. So more on that next week.
Yes. And I just want to kind of jump off of the Pantone color. What I thought was interesting, they did for the first time ever, Pantone partnered with Firmenich. mm-hmm. which is a fragrance development house. And they actually created what they viewed as the Viva Magenta fragrance. Mm. So it's inspired by this color. And the fragrance is called Live Bold. Mm-hmm. And it's an eau de parfum, and it's said to capture the exuberance, optimism, and rebellious spirit of Viva Magenta. And Firmenich actually predicted that dragon fruit smell the taste, which is part of this particular fragrance. They said that that's going to be a really trendy ingredient in fragrance for this year.
Interesting.
But the bold magenta of it all, Carlene, and it does have, so that fragrance that I was just mentioning, it mm-hmm. actually, they have a whole metaverse experience about this fragrance and the color together. So it's kind of like tying together some of these ideas that we're talking about, the bigger picture. And by the way, I totally think like this magenta color is something that Wednesday Addams would be wearing. I mean, everybody's talking about the character Wednesday Addams makeup. I don't know if you've caught the show at all.
No, but I've seen the many, many, many TikToks and Instagrams yep. of everybody doing her makeup for sure.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones lip color, like that all sold out. So it's just, it's fun and like kind of dark and moody. And maybe mm-hmm. that's like the antidote to Barbiecore, which I do think is going to be huge in 2023. I think we're also going to be seeing a lot of just like makeup trends that are a bit very exuberant color, very bold, like Daisy Jones and the Six, where Riley Keough is the star of that. I don't know if you read the book, but
didn't
so many people read that book that's coming out. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot of makeup collections around that and a lot of inspiration.
Is there like a distinct aesthetic around it?
Yeah, it's all like 70s boho in California, where she basically is like, yeah, the book is fiction, but it's about basically, it would be like a Stevie Nicks kind of idea in the 70s in group dynamics in a band. Yeah, it's really good. It's been a minute since I read it because it came out so long ago. But anyways, that coming out with Riley Keough, Elvis's granddaughter, as the star. So I think that will be very exciting.
It's also going to be in a film called Greatest Hits that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another one where I don't know a lot about it, but there's definite, obviously it's around music. And I think it's around like late 60s, early 70s. She kind of has that vibe. So you might be onto something there.
Just one more thing I think that's going to be informing a lot of looks for 2023. It's from the Euphoria creator, Sam Levinson. It's called The Idol. Mm-hmm. And why I think this is going to explode is not only is The Weeknd is in it. So, you know, I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You, The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Oh, also, yeah. Lily Rose Depp. Hello.
Oh, wow.
No One More Gorgeous. But basically, it's a story set against the backdrop of the CD music industry. Mm. And it's from the gutters of Hollywood is what the tagline is.
Okay, I'm already like gripped.
It's basically like it's even more scandalous than Euphoria, which is pretty goddamn scandalous when you.
Yeah, they should have an X-rated version where it's like you have to be over. You have to show ID to get in. And then they should do like a tamed down version for Netflix or whatever, you know? Genius.
Yeah, there's no official release date yet, but there's a lot of excitement about it. Harry Neff is in it. Blackpink's Jennie is in it. Dan Levy is in it.
Wow, Dan Levy. Cool. So that's his first big appearance after Schitt's Creek. Crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. And I'm predicting just a lot of rock and roll influence and color informing makeup for 2023. I mean,
certainly there was a ton of color on the runway for spring.
Yeah.
2023, like absolute, there was so much vibrancy on the eyes and on the lips mm-hmm. and like all these crazy looks. Although we do have a new Indiana Jones coming out and Dune 2 is coming out October 23. So I'm also wondering if there's going to be the like this dusty kind of like orange sun. I know with Zendaya has that like bright turquoise eye in the film. So I wonder if there's going to be like a desert aesthetic coming as well. You know, you always need an opposite. You always need both, right?
Yeah. And certainly we're having the biggest star in the world going on tour as well with Taylor Swift. And I'm sure all of her looks will be inspiring a lot of people. I'm going to the show. I got tickets. Apparently it was harder to get tickets to that than get into Harvard. I'm sure you saw all of the headlines. So I will be reporting back, everybody. I'm going in April.
Yes.
So it's going to be really fun. Literally, the tour is called her Eras Tour. Uh-huh. So I think there will be makeup changes in this show.
Yeah. Hopefully Pat McGrath will design them all.
Well, 100%, because she's already in so deep with her. Who else would you trust at that point? You know?
Exactly. I want you sparkles. Just wouldn't. I want glitter.
Well, it's her first stadium tour. So without question, it's going to be showmanship to the next level. Incredible. Well, we could just stay on this mic and talk for hours more about everything that we predict is going to happen in 2023. Let's get into 2024. No, yeah. I mean, maybe I should just go start working at WGSN. Like, honestly, if brands want us to tell them what to do for like not as much money as WGSN, we're for hire.
That's right.
And I think we might do a better job in some cases.
CHJD, call us. That's our initials. Call us.
The Breaking Beauty Forecast.
Did we miss anything, though, guys? Definitely drop us a comment on our Instagram where we post or in our private Facebook chat room. We always love to hear from you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.